We are here at the CSCU Solutions Conference here in beautiful Orlando, Florida, with Google's very own Lauren Hujiak?
Hujiak.
All right. Welcome.
Thank you.
Great presentation in there, by the way.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Can you give us a quick overview? For those who didn't attend, didn't make it here, give us a quick overview of what you guys talked about in there.
Yeah, sure. I think the big notion is that we have to sort of reconstruct the mental models that we have about technology and how it influences what we do, not just in day-to-day life, but also how it affects our industry, mm-hmm. particularly this industry. So there's a lot that the cloud changes about mm-hmm. the payments industry, about the lending industry, beyond what we have, how we live our lives on a day-to-day basis. And so one of the things that we talked about were technologies like that the cloud enables, like blockchain, which allows us to back a lot of the transactions that we have. Computing as it relates to artificial intelligence and machine learning and the types of benefits that we can derive from that. So these are concepts that I think a lot of people are aware of, but they don't understand how it impacts them directly, which is kind of the message that we were trying to get across in this session.
Well, I think you set it up really nicely with the 4-minute mile and how
Roger
changes.
Bannister?
Bannister with the 4-minute mile. Can you explain that real quick? Because a lot of people know about, he broke the 4-minute mile, but what happened afterward I think is more important.
Exactly. So it's amazing Roger Bannister broke the 4-minute mile. That was a truly amazing feat as an athlete, but the real value in that is the mental model that it deconstructed, because up until that point everybody believed that it was physically impossible for a human being to do this, mm-hmm. and as soon as he did it, it opened the doors for everybody to do it. It lasted like 49 days, and then within, now it's like table stakes for even high school athletes mm-hmm. who can do this kind of thing. So the analogy to draw from that is, don't constrain yourselves by the mental model about how things work and the way that they should work. Look at what is possible and think beyond that, because the technology is going to be there to help you achieve any of that. Yeah. And just because you got to where you are using methodologies that you've used to get there doesn't necessarily mean that those things are going to work going future mm-hmm. 5, 10, 15 years from now, particularly as the expectations that people have about technology mm-hmm. are so rapidly changing.
Yeah, no doubt. And your company is all about that. It's all about change and evolution.
Absolutely.
And
fail quickly, innovate, 10X, moonshot. We like to be uncomfortably excited about the future, have a healthy disregard for the impossible, those mm-hmm. types of things.
I like that. Healthy disregard for the impossible.
It's our founders, but that's their mantra.
I like
So
tell us about the cloud. I mean, why are people so hesitant to kind of jump into the cloud right now? Because you mentioned in there was a stat in there, it was 5% of the organizations are on cloud right now.
So there's a lot of different, you talk to different futurists and different organizations, mm-hmm. you know, the prediction of how big the cloud is potentially going to be, you know, how many billions of dollars in revenue is going to represent.
Right.
One thing is for certain that they all say is that we're very on the early adoption, we're at the early stage of the adoption curve of that.
Okay.
That's where the 5% number, that was just Deutsche Bank's. The whole idea is that we've constructed a mental model about how we approach computing, how we approach IT, and it's something that everybody has to do themselves in addition to whatever it is they do on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
The cloud enables us to provide things as a managed service, and not just the compute infrastructure itself, but everything that we interact with. So much like a utility like electricity, where you pay for the amount of computing, the amount of electricity that you use, the cloud is the same thing. You pay for the amount of computing infrastructure, the amount of compute cycles that you use, and at the same time, now you're able to derive additional benefits like security. So Google has over 700 security experts who maintain our infrastructure. If you place your stuff on our infrastructure, now our security experts are your security experts because they're protecting your stuff. So there's a lot of things I think people just their understanding of what the cloud is and some apprehension they may have around, you know, security and exposure. Once you start to peel back the layers and look at what the cloud actually mm-hmm. is and the types of benefits it can derive, not just in capital expenditure savings, but also introductions of efficiency and leveraging things like artificial intelligence mm-hmm. and machine learning, that's when the rubber really meets the road and you can really see how much an investment, a proper investment in cloud, can really advance your industry.
How do you get that point across to a consumer, though? Because
that's
thinking...
That's my job. This is why people like me...
Congratulations.
Because it is. I mean, and it's great. You'll have a job for a while because there's always people that are sort of like... Well, I don't understand the cloud. It's, you know, it's a scary place to be. It's we don't know, you know, and it's even knowing what you don't know to be able to ask the question. So
it's like this fantasy world almost. You know,
it is, and that's it. Really is. Even the name itself, like the cloud, it seems like this ephemeral thing that nobody can actually tangibly touch. That's why having a partner, it is a very scary concept for a lot of people, especially in the financial industry, because it's not just your car or something. It's, you know, PII, it's financial information, it's very, very sensitive data. What is interesting to me, though, is if you think about everything that's important in your life, your health, your house, your car, your kids, at some point, you bequeath stewardship of that to some other entity. Your health, you let your doctor say, oh, you need to take this pill because you're this, and you go to the pharmacy and you just assume that they know what they're doing and right. They put it in the pill. Your money, I don't know, it exists as ones and zeros in this online web form that I entrust to my financial institution. Yeah. I hope it's there and they're able to secure it. But for some reason, when it comes to like some of our personal data, no, only I am able to control that. So we're at a point where we understand there's benefit and people can protect our stuff. I think it's just getting that last step. And that's where having a partner like Google, who has, this is our stock and trade, this is what we've done for 18 years, right, can provide a very, take you by the hand, lead as a peer, and walk through this and say, look, this is what it means to get there. These are the pitfalls that people have before you have succumbed to. Don't do this, do this. Here's some best practices. Here's some sort of technical healthy advisor type of activities that we can engage in to help people get there.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating stuff, man. We could talk about this all day. Another fascinating thing is machine learning. This to me is extremely exciting and extremely scary at the same time.
It's interesting. I think a lot of people, it sells a lot of movies and mm-hmm. it sells a lot of books when you can describe it as the Terminator and it's going to enslave us all and those types of things. In reality, what we're finding is that it's permeating just about every type of activity. It's going to be behind pretty much every lending operation to some degree within the next 5 to 10 years. And we're already starting to see aspects of that as we start to get to very specifically tailored types of activities. So mm-hmm. insurance, not just based on a very broad demographic, but mm-hmm. specifically how you drive and what the potential future holds for you based on these particular activities, because we have a sample of 100,000 other people who are doing the same type of thing. So mm-hmm. insurance companies are able to leverage that. The ability for a computer to learn and do things in a much more dramatic fashion than an individual person can do is really where the power comes from. So being able to analyze thousands and thousands of images to say, is this snowpack versus is this cloud? You can have a person do that, but if you can train a machine to do that, mm-hmm. there's an operation that you no longer have to pay for. Mm-hmm. If you can have a technology that understands not only what I'm saying, but what language I'm saying it in, and automatically on the fly translate that to Spanish, for example, there's a lot of value to be derived from thing. And so there's all these different applications that people, I think, are unaware of, yet they're already starting to utilize those in their day-to-day lives.
Do you think, though, humans are going to have some sort of like inferiority complex or insecurity, like, well, nothing's smarter than me, but Watson, oh my gosh,
I think, so that's an interesting example. So that was, it's kind of like the Google search aspect. It was really just how fast can it answer this particular question? I think the really important thing to realize is that all of the learning that we're teaching these machines sort of came from us. We're like, mm-hmm. let me train you to do this one thing. It's an operation that we do 1,000 times a day. Mm-hmm. Let's train you. And so everything that we're teaching it originated from us. Right. Now, it might be better it might be better at scale at doing certain things an individual person, but maybe in a one-to-one interaction, it might not be the best. But being able to leverage that in a way that really alleviates a burden on a lot of people, that's where the real dramatic aspect comes in. So, yes, I mean, I know that Google is smarter than me. I know most people, they're smarter than me. In fact, most people that I work with are smarter than me. But understanding that, yes, I can either get hung up on that or I can be like, there's some really valuable stuff that I can do with that. I think that's probably the most dramatic thing you're going to see in the next 5 to 10 years is how much artificial intelligence, specifically machine learning, can augment a lot of the things.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait.
Well, it's going to be your self-driving car. It's how you can sit in your car and read the paper while it drives you to work. I mean, a lot of that's all AI machine learning is behind
Indeed.
The scenes there.
I'm going to switch gears here a little bit here to talking about blockchain. Now, to the average human being out there, they see blockchain, they're like, what the heck is that?
Blockchain equals Bitcoin, I think, to a lot of people.
Right. The negative connotation.
It's used on that. Exactly. Mm-hmm. This is another technology that it really, because we haven't had the computing horsepower at the scale that we've had up until now, really wasn't possible. But what this allows a lot of organizations to do is have a universally shared, transparent ledger that acts to confirm this transaction or this event occurred, and everybody else can look at it and go, yep, we all agree that this is the same exact event. Mm-hmm. Right now it's used primarily for cryptocurrency, but we're starting to see APIs, like MasterCard has built in 3 APIs mm-hmm. for a blockchain into mm-hmm. their transactions for people who want to do peer-to-peer exchange of funds or micro-lending or those types mm-hmm. of things. It's fantastic because it eliminates a lot of the steps in a process of going through individual transactions, and we can use it in the future beyond cryptocurrency to apply to, you know, deeds and intellectual property and, you know, art, and to identify the legitimacy of each one of those entities.
Yeah, it's so closely tied to the financial services industry. That's why it's so important.
The stock markets, any sort of trade, any kind of financial transaction mm-hmm. have a universally acknowledged ledger that everybody can look at, as opposed to trying to chain up together, well, this is your transaction number and this is corresponds to your transaction number, and it makes it immutable, so I can't retroactively go back and change that because it's transparent. Everybody else looks at it and go, no, that's not this version that I have, and it's so you don't lock it out. Everybody has access to it and can view it at the same exact time.
All right, I'm going to wrap it up here because I know you have a busy day today. Nomophobia. Explain this for us.
No mobile phone phobia. It's the notion that's it's a word that is being introduced in the lexicography, which is the panic that you have when you realize you don't know where your mobile phone is or you're disconnected, and the angst and the anxiety that you feel when you can't access it.
the example,
a fundamental part of our lives. There's a lot of, you know, anxiousness that occurs when you realize, oh my gosh, I can't find my phone mm-hmm. and I must find it immediately.
Yeah, I mean the examples that you gave, and they were very funny, like. Like leaving,
How far would you go down the road before you turn around to get your wallet versus how far would you go down before you turn around to get your cell phone?
Like 2 feet.
I would go 20 miles down the road and be like, nah, I should probably turn around and get my phone because I can't, you know, I can't live the life that I can't get. Exactly. Yet 10 years ago, before the smartphone was introduced.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm unreachable for the next hour or so.
I'll get another flip phone. It's all right.
Exactly.
Lauren, always a pleasure, man.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thanks
good
so much.
Job up
Appreciate
there.
It.
Keep up the good work, all right?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.